Welcome to our masterclass podcast on the renewable energy transition. Today we're diving deep into one of the most transformative shifts of our time, the transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy sources. This journey is not only crucial for our environment, but also holds the promise of a more sustainable, efficient, and equitable energy future. In this podcast, we'll explore how technologies like wind, solar, and hydroelectric power are revolutionizing the energy sector, how innovations in energy storage and grid management are enhancing the reliability of these sources, and highlight some exemplary organizations driving this change. So, AI, let's get started. Why is the need for renewable energy so urgent?
To understand why the shift to renewable energy is so urgent, let's start with a brief overview of our current energy landscape. Fossil fuels, coal, oil, and natural gas have powered industrialization and economic growth for over a century. However, they come with significant drawbacks. Their combustion releases greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide and methane, which are major contributors to global warming and climate change. Additionally, fossil fuel extraction and transportation can have devastating impacts on ecosystems and communities. The renewable energy revolution is about addressing these issues by shifting to sources that are not only abundant, but also have minimal environmental impact. Unlike fossil fuels, renewable energy sources such as wind, solar, and hydroelectric power harness natural processes that are constantly replenished. Thus, the term renewable. This shift is essential for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, combating climate change, and creating a more resilient energy system. One of the most accessible and rapidly growing forms of renewable energy is solar power. But how does it actually work? At its core, solar power relies on capturing energy from the sun and converting it into usable electricity. This process involves several key technologies. First, we have what is called photovoltaic cells or PV cells. These are at the heart of solar panels. Made primarily from silicon, PV cells convert sunlight directly into electricity through something called photovoltaic effects. When the sunlight strikes the silicon cells, it knocks electrons loose from their atoms, creating an electric current. You can see these PV cells assembled into panels on rooftops. Some of these will also feed into the power grid to help with demand. You will also see them in solar farms as you drive along a country road. The electricity generated by these solar panels is direct current, DC, but most homes and businesses use alternating current, or AC. So we need to have what we call inverters that convert DC electricity into AC electricity. While solar power is abundant during the day, it's certainly not available at night. This is where energy storage solutions like batteries come into play. They store excess energy generated during sunny periods for use when the sun isn't shining. In essence, solar power is not only clean and abundant, but also increasingly affordable. The cost of solar panels has dropped dramatically over the past decade, making it a viable option for a growing number of people and businesses.
That's great information, but what can you tell us about wind power?
Yes, wind power is another major player in the renewable energy field. It generates electricity by harnessing the kinetic energy of wind. Here's a breakdown of how wind power works. Many of us have seen and heard about wind turbines. These large structures consist of blades mounted on a tower. When the wind blows, it causes the blades to spin. This spinning motion turns a shaft connected to a generator. This rotating shaft drives a generator which converts the mechanical energy into electrical energy. The generated electricity is then transmitted through power lines to the grid, where it can be distributed to homes and businesses. Similar to solar power, wind energy can also be complemented by energy storage systems or batteries to ensure a steady supply of electricity even when the wind isn't blowing. Wind power is particularly effective in areas with consistent wind speeds, such as coastal regions and open plains. It is one of the most environmentally friendly energy sources available anywhere, producing no emissions during operation. Hydroelectric power is another cornerstone of renewable energy. It generates electricity by using the energy of flowing water. Here's how it works. Most hydroelectric power comes from dams built across rivers. These dams create a reservoir of water, which is then released through and into giant turbines. As water flows through these turbines, it spins them. This mechanical motion is used to turn a generator again, which produces electricity. Just like with wind power, the electricity generated is sent through power lines to the grid. In addition to large dams, there are smaller systems known as run-of-the-river setups. These don't require large reservoirs and have a smaller environmental footprint. Hydroelectric power has been used for over a century and remains a reliable and consistent source of energy. It can provide a steady supply of electricity and is capable of adjusting quickly to changes in demand by regulating the flow of water. One of the critical challenges with renewable energy sources like wind and solar is their intermittency. The sun doesn't always shine and the wind doesn't always blow. This is where innovations in energy storage become crucial. Advances in battery technology, particularly lithium-ion batteries, have greatly improved energy storage. These batteries can store large amounts of electricity and release it when needed, helping to balance supply and demand. There is something also called pumped hydro storage. This involves using excess energy to pump water to higher elevations. When energy is needed, the water is released and flows back down through the turbines, generating electricity. Another innovation is called thermal storage. This method stores energy in the form of heat. For example, molten salt can be heated and stored in solar thermal power plants. When the sun isn't shining, the stored heat is used to produce steam and generate electricity. We also have flywheels, which store energy by spinning a rotor at high speeds. When energy is needed, the spinning motion is converted back into electricity. These storage solutions are vital for ensuring a stable and reliable energy supply as we increase our reliance on renewable sources.
Okay, all those innovations in storing electricity sound very promising. But what about something I've heard about called a smart grid?
You're right. Alongside storage innovations, smart grid technologies are transforming how we manage and distribute energy. A smart grid uses digital technology to monitor and manage the electricity flow in real time. Here's how it works. There are what we call smart meters. These devices provide real-time data on energy consumption. They allow consumers to track their usage and adjust their behavior to save energy. We also have grid sensors. These sensors are located throughout the grid and monitor electrical flows and detect issues before they become problems. This helps in maintaining grid stability and reliability. Then, advanced control systems kick into play. These systems analyze data from the sensors and smart meters to optimize energy distribution and respond to changes in demand. This program then shares data with consumers and encourages them to reduce their energy use during peak times. In return, they might receive lower rates or other incentives. In conclusion, these smart grid technologies are essential for integrating renewable energy sources into the existing grid and ensuring that energy is distributed efficiently and reliably.
Okay, can you give me some examples of some private sector leaders in the transformation to renewable energy?
Sure thing. Here are four noteworthy examples. You probably know about Tesla and their electric vehicles. Tesla is a major player in renewable energy through its solar products and energy storage solutions. Its solar roof and Powerwall battery systems are designed to make homes more energy efficient and self-sufficient. And as we know, their success in thought leadership with electric vehicles really is second to none. There is also a company called Next Era Energy. They are one of the largest producers of wind and solar energy in the world. Next Era Energy is at the forefront of renewable energy development and is committed to expanding its renewable energy portfolio and reducing its carbon footprint. Then there is a Danish company called Ørsted. Ørsted is a global leader in offshore wind energy. It has transitioned from a traditional fossil fuel-based energy provider to a renewable energy powerhouse, investing heavily in wind farms and other sustaining technologies. You should also be aware of a company called Siemens Gamesa. This company specializes in wind turbine manufacturing and services. Siemens' innovative turbine designs and technology have made it a key player in the wind energy sector. These organizations not only are advancing renewable energy technologies, but are also setting an example for others to follow. It really is a win-win.
Fantastic. We know that government policies and incentives play a crucial role in accelerating the transition to renewable energy. Can you tell us a bit more about their impact?
You bet. For example, many governments offer financial incentives for installing renewable energy systems. These can include tax credits, rebates, and grants, which help offset the initial costs of technology. This helps to incentivize these types of initiatives. There are also some renewable energy standards that often help. These are policies that mandate a certain percentage of energy that must come from renewable sources. These standards encourage utilities to invest in renewable energy projects. Another thing that helps are funding for research and development. Governments often fund research into new renewable energy technologies and improvements to ones that are existing already. This support is vital for driving innovation and, at the same time, reducing those upfront costs. There are also global agreements, like the Paris Agreement, that set specific targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and promote international cooperation on climate action. This kind of global collaboration accelerates solutions to the climate crisis by sharing information about advances in so many areas that are helping to fight the climate crisis. Policies and initiatives like the ones I've just mentioned, in essence, help to create a favorable environment for renewable energy development and adoption.
This is all very positive. So what can we look forward to in the future of renewable energy?
Looking ahead, the future of renewable energy is indeed incredibly promising. Here are some trends and advancements to watch for. First, technological advancements. Ongoing research is likely to yield even more efficient solar panels, more powerful wind turbines, and innovative energy storage solutions. Second, decentralized energy systems. The rise of decentralized energy systems, such as community solar panels and projects and local wind farms, allows more and more individuals and communities to generate and manage their own energy. Third, electrification of transportation. The transition to electric vehicles and public transportation systems will reduce dependence on fossil fuels and support the integration of renewable energy into various sectors. This is happening at an accelerated rate, and we can see this with the number of electric cars we see on the roads today versus even a few years ago. And finally, there is the integration of renewable energy systems with smart technologies. This includes the convergence with artificial intelligence and machine learning, which will further enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of energy systems. The path forward really is filled with exciting opportunities. By embracing these innovations and continuing to support renewable energy development, we can all play a role in creating a more sustainable, resilient, and equitable energy future.
All of these innovations and initiatives really do bode well for the future. I'm sure they will have and are having some impacts on society as a whole. Can you comment on this?
Certainly. The transition to renewable energy is not just a technological or environmental shift. It also has profound socioeconomic implications. Understanding these impacts can help us appreciate the broader benefits of moving towards cleaner energy sources. Here are some key areas where renewable energy is making a difference. The renewable energy sector is a significant source of job creation. From manufacturing solar panels and wind turbines to installing and maintaining these technologies, a variety of new jobs are being created. According to the International Renewable Energy Agency, the renewable energy sector employed over 12 million people globally as of recent reports, and this number is expected to grow as investments in green technologies increase. And investing in renewable energy can, in fact, contribute to supporting and stimulating local economies. For instance, wind farms and solar installations often lead to the development of local infrastructure and services. This investment not only creates direct jobs, but also supports local businesses, including those in construction, maintenance, and supply chains. These spin-off benefits can support local economies well into the future. Renewable energy initiatives can also lead to energy independence. For example, renewable energy can reduce a country's dependence on imported fossil fuels, enhancing energy security and stability. This can be especially beneficial for countries that currently rely heavily on energy imports, as it reduces the vulnerability to global energy market fluctuations and geopolitical tensions. And let's not forget that transitioning to renewable energy can also have significant health benefits. Fossil fuel combustion is linked to air pollution, which contributes to respiratory and cardiovascular diseases. By reducing reliance on fossil fuels, we can improve air quality and public health outcomes, leading to fewer healthcare costs and better quality of life. And finally, renewable energy has the potential to improve energy access in underserved and remote communities. Technologies such as solar home systems can provide electricity to areas that are off the grid, fostering economic development for these underserved and improving the living standards of all. Programs designed to subsidize.
Thanks, AI. That really did cover a lot and gives us some great insights into the many dimensions of renewable energy as it relates to climate change. So, as we conclude our deep dive into the renewable energy transition, it's clear to me that the shift from fossil fuels to renewable energy sources is not just a necessity, but an opportunity. This transition holds the promise of a cleaner environment, a more resilient energy system, and a more equitable society. The technologies we've discussed, solar, wind, hydroelectric power, and energy storage, are transforming how we generate, store, and manage energy. Innovations in smart grids and the growing involvement of private sector leaders like Tesla, New Era Energy, Ørsted, and Siemens illustrate the dynamic nature of this transformation. Government policies and incentives play a critical role in accelerating this transition, providing the support needed for the development and adoption of renewable energy technologies. As we continue to advance these technologies and implement supportive policies, the future of renewable energy looks brighter than ever. The socio and economic benefits from job creation and economic growth to health improvements and increased energy access underscore the positive impact of this transition. Embracing renewable energy is not just about addressing environmental concerns, but also about fostering a more sustainable and equitable future for all. Thank you for joining us today on this exploration of renewable energy. We hope you leave with a greater understanding of how these technologies work, the innovative solutions driving the change, and the far-reaching benefits of a renewable energy future. As we move forward, let's stay optimistic and engaged, knowing that each step we take brings us closer to a cleaner, more sustainable world.